Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see all of you on this Epiphany Sunday and Baptism of the Lord Sunday. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with some of this snow and the forecasts and everything like that, but it is so good to see all of you today, and we're here, and there'll be coffee and punch and warm sanctuary, so as we worship together today. And I'm so glad that you're here and that because I'm going to deal with an interesting topic today. I've talked a little bit on this before, but I felt like talking on this a little bit different direction on this when we look at Jesus's baptism. And do you know who you are? That's the question I want us to ponder this morning. So as we begin our worship service this morning, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in
Let's join together for our call to worship this morning. Listen for God's word.
Working with power and majesty.
Listen for God's word.
Speaking life and blessings.
Look for Christ's light shining.
Calling us to respond with joy.
Look for Christ's light shining. Well, let's join together there. You can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 621, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering, going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, so onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came. Let's sing the refrain again. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart.
let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of glory and grace, in the waters of baptism, you have sealed us as your children, transforming us through the work of your Spirit. Shine upon our worship with your presence. Shower us once again with your grace, that we might be renewed in your Spirit through Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I'm going to invite our children, if they would come forward this morning. How's everybody doing? Let the snow? Did you go out and play any in it? It wasn't much, was it? Got a little bit there. And so, yes, I know some were out. I saw some pictures on Facebook of their kids playing a little bit in the snow. And so I have a question for you. Who are you? Who are you? Can you tell me who you are? Oh, come on, yes you can. Who are you? You can tell me? You can tell me your name. Who are you? Yeah, Karen. Caroline, yes. Maren, yes. Bryn? Yes, yes. That's your name. And each of you were given that name, and that's special. That's special. Each one of you are special. Because God loves us. And I'm Jason, so I'm a part of that too, with all of our adults and our parents, all of that. Each one of us are special. And here's another name that we have. Child of God. We're all children of God. And that's special too. And so sometimes, if you ever struggle or have a bad day, and you're thinking, wow, I don't feel so special. I don't feel like God's child. You got to remember that you're God's child. Say, I'm a child of God. Can you say it with me? Say it with me. I'm a child of God. Oh, we got to be better than that. I want to see everybody's mouth move. Ready? I'm a child of God. Yes, I love that. Don't ever forget that. Because there's times when you won't feel that way. Maybe you won't feel pretty. Maybe you won't feel like you're strong or have to be able to do something. Maybe you're going to face a problem in math and you're like, why can't I get this? I don't get it. Just remind yourself that you're a child of God and that God has given you strength and courage and wisdom and intelligence, that means you're smart. Yeah, that you're smart, and you're beautiful, and that God has something special in store for your life. Don't ever forget that, okay? All right. Are you ready to go? Okay. Oh, I know, stairs in store. Oh, that boy cracks me up. Yes. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning as we go to prayer. And we want to give you that opportunity this morning.
Jason, just a blessing. I want to thank everybody for their prayers for my dad. He is doing remarkably well. And the doctors think he's going to make a full recovery from this stroke. So thank you.
Good. Yeah, I still have him on the list there, but thank God that he is doing well, and we appreciate that so much, you sharing that. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, yes. Unspoken this morning. Someone else. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay.
Unspoken. Anna?
Unspoken too?
Yes.
Okay, two more. That's fine. That's fine. Yes.
Yeah, our family. David Maxson's recovering from an infection.
Yes. And David, they thought he had a kidney stone or gallbladder or something. At first, they weren't sure. And then they found out he just had an infection. And thank God I was in communication with him in the last few days. And he said he's tired, but feeling much better than what he was. And so keep David in your prayers for recovery. Also keep Bonnie in your prayers. Some of you may already know that she had a mild case of pneumonia. Kathy had told me that they had just caught it at the beginning. And so we're grateful for that. She was having some issues with swallowing that was going down the wrong hatch. And that can be very serious. And they're wondering if that may have led to this pneumonia. But I talked to Dana yesterday, and he said that they had taught her something, or they found out something, the speech therapist did that was working with her, that when she turns her head a certain way and swallows, she goes down correctly. And but he's asking for prayers for her appetite, because he's still concerned about that because she hasn't been eating much. And so we definitely appreciate your prayers and for her in that regard. Somebody else, go ahead.
Rhea's granddaughter and for the Zankert family.
What was the last name?
Zankert.
Yes, I knew that. I wanted to make sure I heard it right. Zankert? Okay. Yes. Yes, we want to remember the Zankert family. And then who did you say? You just said granddaughter, didn't you?
Callie.
Oh, Callie. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And I did write her down, so I did remember. Yeah, Priscilla is supposed to, well, I don't know if she was supposed to be my backup or she was the one that's supposed to share it. But Callie, Rhea's granddaughter, Rhea thought she was going to be gone, but Callie has been battling something, virus or something, for 2 weeks now. And I know Rhea's concerned about the weight she's lost too, and there and mom and dad. So we definitely want to pray for little Callie. And somebody else. Yes.
Linda Frank. She somehow comes out from Joyful Beginnings, but we've been friends for years. She had a heart ablation, and then it's turned into a really bad problem with her heart, so she needs prayers.
Okay, yes, we can do that. We can definitely do that. And I know that about the ablation. We had a couple people in our church that's had those in the past, and my brother's had one. And definitely, but everything else going on there, we definitely want to pray for Linda there. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? We want to remember Chris and continuing praying for him for healing in his heart and in his body and strength and recovery. Just all of those kind of things. And he's been moved on, or he's been put on our monthly too, but George has been asking for special prayers for him because of the serious nature of what has happened and everything, and praying for God's healing and recovery. And and remember the Davidson family in our prayers. You know, it's sometimes down the road here, things hit you, and it can be tough. So, anybody else then this morning? Yeah.
And for Jody's ear too.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. She has had, she got all this head congestion and everything, and it somehow got into her ear behind her eardrum, and she couldn't hear. And it was really bad. And, you know, you can't be a speech and language therapist and cannot hear what kids are saying and pronouncing and everything there. They did put a tube in her ear, and it's been draining out. And we're thankful for that. But she said she's still not fully hearing out of it clearly. And so, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. And yeah, Bev knows because she experienced the same thing. It was last year, wasn't it? And anybody else then? So there's quite a few there, several there. And then maybe there's something in you with you, or something maybe you couldn't share. I know we had the four unspoken, but you can lift that up to the Lord while she's playing, and then I will come and close us out. Lord, we do pause this morning and we turn our eyes upon you and look to you, the one that heals, the one that restores, the one that mends, the one that delivers, the one that can make possible ways when it seems and looks impossible to us. And we are so grateful for that. We look to you for strength in this new year. We look to you for grace and your presence in this new year. And God, we ask that you would minister to each one that's here in this place. Lord, I just feel this so strong, Lord, if there's someone today that is here today and just needs your healing, grace, faith, strength, whatever it may be, that you would just extend that forward today to them, just as they sit here today. And let them know that you are touching them with your presence and that you will minister to them and that they'll feel more lighthearted and joyful and thankful as they leave this place today because they've been touched by you. Lord, we also lift up those that have been mentioned today. We pray for David, God, asking for your continued healing and recovery and strength for him. We pray for Bonnie, Lord, your continued healing and strength for her. And we especially pray that her appetite would begin to become stronger, Lord, and that she will have that desire to eat, even when she doesn't have that desire. And Lord, we lift up Linda today with this, who had this heart ablation and has been having issues, God, with her heart. We pray for your healing today and your touch upon her. We pray for Chris, Lord, for his heart also, Lord, and recovery and strength and healing, God, there as only you can do. We lift up Callie to you, Lord, who has been battling this virus, whatever it is exactly, God. And we just ask for your healing touch for her today and strength for her once again. Lord, we lift up Jody today, God, asking for your healing in her ear, Lord. May there be full recovery, Lord. And your touch there. Lord, we also lift up Jody's sister Jill this morning. I forgot to mention her earlier. Has that blood clot in her leg. Lord, we pray for your healing touch. Thank you that they found it and discovered it and got her on medication right away. And we just pray that that will be dissolved and be released and there won't be any issues with that, and that she'll make a full recovery from that. And Lord, we pray for the Zankirk family, Lord, today with the loss of Trevor, Lord. Lord, we prayed for him for a long time, and he battled and kept going and enjoying life. And Lord, we just thank you now that he's rejoicing in your presence today. And we just pray for the family, Lord. It's never easy. And the Davidson family also, when we lose somebody special in our lives. And we pray for your strength and your grace and your comfort and peace today for all of them. And we're so, so grateful. And Lord, thank you for the joy that we heard earlier about Harry and that he's recovering. We're grateful for that. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service this morning as we break the bread of your word and look at remembering who we are and who you made us to be and what you call us. Lord, may we be reminded every day to call ourselves the same thing and gain strength from that understanding. And Lord, as we share and around the table together with the cup and the bread, Lord, may your presence be real to us in those moments, God, as we share and receive of your grace and forgiveness and mercy and love, and continue to have the strength to go on. And then even as we share during fellowship hour, God, Lord, bless that time, and may we be strengthened by the food that we partake of. And continue to be a blessing in our lives. And we're so grateful for all these things. And into this new year, God, may we find strength and favor and grace for every day into this new year. Says we're so grateful for all of these things. And we ask him now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, thank you so much for your faithfulness and your generosity and following God's leading. And that's how God uses each one of us that's involved to meet the needs and to be a blessing into our community and world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Oh God, as we share our gifts and offering with you and your church, bring light and hope to places in our community and world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading are coming from three passages this morning. First of all, we're going to be looking at Judges chapter 6, verse 6, and then verse 11 through 16. And then our lectionary gospel for today is Mark chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. And then a verse out of Ephesians chapter 2, which was up on the PowerPoint there earlier. And we'll be reading that one. So let's look. So Israel became very weak on account of Midian. And the Israelites cried out to the Lord. Then the Lord's messenger came and sat under the oak at Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. His son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to hide it from the Midianites. The Lord's messenger appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." But Gideon replied to him, "With all due respect, my Lord, if the Lord is with me, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his amazing works that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and allowed Midian to overpower us." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "You have strength, so go and rescue Israel from the power of Midian. Am I not personally sending you?" But again, Gideon said to him, "With all due respect, my Lord, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my household." The Lord replied, "Because I am with you, you'll defeat the Midianites as if they were just one person." And then Mark chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, in the course of his preaching, John said, "One more powerful than I is about to come after me. I am not fit to stoop and untie his sandal straps. I have baptized you in water, but the one who comes will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." It was then that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan River by John. Immediately upon coming out of the water, Jesus saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Then a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved, my own. On you my favor rests." And then from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus, so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, last week I shared some of the little kids' explanation of angels. And I thought I would share a few more of those with you today. Matthew, who's 9, said, "It's not easy to become an angel, First you die, then you go to heaven, then there's still the flight training to go through, and then you got to agree to wear those angel clothes. Here's Reagan, who's 10. When an angel gets mad, he takes a deep breath and counts to 10. And when he lets out his breath, somewhere there's a tornado. Here's Sarah, who's 6. Angels have a lot to do, and they keep very busy. If you lose a tooth, an angel comes through your window and leaves money under your pillow. Then when it gets cold, angels go north for the winter. And then here's the last. I got some more. Hold on. Jared, who's 8, says, angels live in cloud houses made by God and his son, who's a very good carpenter. Yeah, some good ones this morning. I thought I would share those with you. I want to talk to you this morning, and man, this hit me strong this week as we go into this new year and thinking about the baptismal story of Jesus. Remember who you are. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning, and about acknowledging who we are. It's easy to go through life and be defined by labels given to us by other people. Maybe about something we said at one time, or what someone has said about us, or by a mistake that we made. And it could be recently, or it could be decades ago. And for some reason, we end up wearing those labels. Average, a nobody, fake, lazy, an ugly duckling, fat, not good enough. Or maybe you can fill in the blank this morning in your head of something that was said to you. How we see ourselves will determine everything about our lives. And it's possible that we could live our whole life and never fully realize and live who God meant us to be. So today I want us to remember, drawing on the baptismal story of Jesus, that we are God's beloved sons and daughters, children of God, disciples of Christ. So as we look at this, I want to share two things with you. First of all, I want us to remember, or want us to understand, that we are God's masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. Now, let's think a little bit about this. We are told in Genesis that what God made is very good. And so when God made the earth habitable, if you go back and read the story, God called it good, and God made the human beings, the first earth creatures there, and said that they were very good. Now, let me ask you a few questions. I want to paint a picture for you, and I want you to think a little bit about it. Have you ever sat on the beach on the East Coast or West Coast at sunrise or sunset? For me, it's one of the most beautiful things in my life that I've ever seen. And sitting on the beach, I can hear it right now. Sitting there in my chair in the sand with the umbrella over me and hearing the waves go in and out. Does it make you feel a little peaceful this morning? A beautiful thing. It is so beautiful, it's almost surreal. Miles of pure white sand, maybe some palm trees, glistening blue water. And the sun is huge on that moment on the horizon, whether it's sunset or sunrise. Maybe you feel that way because you've seen some mountain range or some beautiful lake somewhere. Or maybe you've seen the Grand Canyon. Or maybe some beautiful river. Or maybe you've seen pictures from the Hubble telescope of our galaxy and the stars, or maybe just sitting out on your back porch with your fire going and looking up at the stars and the beauty. You might have thought like I have, wow, God, you are an amazing artist. What a beautiful, wonderful world we live in. Yet Scripture tells us, and Paul tells us, that we are God's work of art. And the Greek word that's used there is where we get our English word poem. We are a poem. Despite all that beauty that I just talked to you about and got you to close your eyes and imagine for a minute. I saw many of you that had your eyes closed in that moment, because probably some of you are thinking, boy, it would be so nice to be at the beach in this cold weather. And I know that feeling too. The beaches, the oceans, the sunsets, the sunrises, the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the cosmos, the stars. But God only says that that's good and very good. But what God calls a masterpiece or a work of art or a poem, or to use the old King James, workmanship, is you and I, human beings made in Christ Jesus. Wait. You're talking about me? I'm just average. There's nothing special about me. Listen, when God made the solar system, the sun, the moon, oceans, all those things, is nothing compared to what God is doing in us in Christ Jesus. It is something altogether different. Paul says that we can't even imagine what God has in store for us and for all of creation. And John tells us in 1 John that one day we will be like Him, Christ, and we will be revealed for who we were meant to be all along. We are a masterpiece. Second, I want us to see that we are one of a kind. We are one of a kind. When you think about this, I want you to think about it this way. God sees us as unique. You know, we're all familiar with the statement that each one of us has our own unique set of fingerprints. Nobody else in the entire world, even somebody in this world that may look a lot like us, does not have the same set of fingerprints. We're all unique in that sense. And so my question for us this morning is, how do we see ourselves? In Judges 6, there's a young man named Gideon who was hiding in a wine press because he didn't want the Midianites to get a hold of their harvest. Midianites were a country and a group of people that were close to Israel that kept coming across the border and robbing and thieving and marauding. I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right kind of terms to throw out there, but I think you get the idea. And he had seen how powerful they were. They had skill, they had expertise, they had size, and he knew he didn't have a chance. And while he was hiding, God sent an angel. In fact, it's the angel of the Lord. And it's interesting in Scripture that God's messengers are angels, and they go and they do assignments. But when you hear the phrase, the angel of the Lord, or the messenger of the Lord, when you start to look that up in Scripture, there are times when you can't tell if it's a messenger or if it's the Lord. And that's what appeared to him. And notice what the angel said to Gideon. Mighty warrior, God is with you. Now I can imagine, as we saw a little bit, Gideon looking around and thinking, who's he talking about? Or you remember that TV show? What are you talking about, Willis? I can imagine that that's how he was. I'm not a mighty warrior. I'm afraid. I'm hiding. God was saying, in effect, Gideon, you don't know who you are if you're wearing all those labels. And by the way, did you catch when we read that passage? He named them off, at least some of them. Insecure, weak, not enough, because I come from the littlest family in the tribe of Manasseh. But the angel said, but I came to tell you who you really are. You're a mighty warrior. Gideon couldn't see that at all. He had no clue. Because I am with you. And because I am with you, you have talent. You have courage. You have strength. You haven't even tapped into yet. Here's what I want you to see this morning. Don't let your perception of yourself keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Gideon was saying, not me. I'm not a mighty warrior. I'm from an ordinary family. I'll never do anything great. I can't defeat this giant Midian. I don't have the skill, the courage, or the expertise. Have you ever used those things, said something like that? Don't let a wrong perception keep you from your greatness. Take off those negative labels, unqualified, wrong family, intimidated. How we see ourselves is either going to limit us or set us free. When Gideon finally started believing what God had said about him, and you got to read the rest of the chapter or two, we are told about how God defeated the giant of Midian, and he saved the people of Israel. Listen, don't let life, people, disappointments convince you that you're just an average, nothing special person. God doesn't call the Rocky Mountains a masterpiece. God doesn't call the solar system a masterpiece. God doesn't call the beautiful sunset that we love and enjoy a masterpiece. God calls you and I a masterpiece. God calls you and I a most prized possession, a unique people for the glory of God. Most of us are like Gideon. We have so much more in us, but we're stuck in that old version of who we are. That version may have been fine for a time, but it isn't the final version. There are new versions of you and I that are stronger, wiser, full of grace and favor. We don't see them all at once. Boy, sometimes we wish we could see them. But we don't, because it always happens in stages. And if we'll stay open and we'll discover a greater version of ourselves in this new year and take off those negative labels and discover that we are talented and courageous and creative and that God has given us favor, because God is with us. Let us overcome obstacles that look impossible and become all that we were created and recreated in Jesus Christ to be. Beloved, children of God, disciples of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, mighty warriors of God. Remember who you are. Amen and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts to join together at the table this morning. And as we prepare our hearts together, we always begin by sharing our prayer of thanksgiving and confession. And I may have worded it a little bit different this morning, a little bit with what we talked about, and but also what we can receive at the table today. So if you would like to join me, please join me there on the PowerPoint as we pray. O God, giver of life, Draw us back towards a moment that marks all of our moments in faith and baptism. As we come to the table of Christ, we renew our covenant with you. May the bread, his body, and the cup, his blood, are given that we might truly live as his body in the world, empowered by the Holy Spirit to follow you faithfully from the water into the world. May we come to the table with open hearts, ready to receive from your hands the nourishment to move at your direction. Amen. Receive of that today. Receive all that you may need today. And as you're preparing and receiving today, you can talk to God and say, God, I'm letting go of these labels today and receiving from you all that you made me to be. And the Lord will do that. I believe that. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they will make their way to the aisle as we prepare to receive from the table today. We don't have to be a member here. We practice that open communion, the open table, that we can receive of the Lord as we share together this morning.
Later, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it. He passed it and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it, and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, you can turn around and shake a couple hands and welcome one another, passing on the blessing. We'll get a fellowship more downstairs in a little bit, and then we'll close out with our little chorus there. Oh, come, let us adore him. Familiar, if you know "O Come All Ye Faithful," it's to that tune. We're just going to do three of the verses there. If you happen to be using the hymn book, which is 69. "O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Join together for our benediction there in the bulletin. God has laid claim to our lives. In grace, may God watch over us. In strength, may we go forth in service. Amen.